بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We begin the explanation, or we could resume the explanation of Al-Wasiyyat al-Sughra, the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and he is admonishing the person who asked the question as to what would be the best of deeds. And the last point was that he emphasized is having true dependence and true reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal, and having good opinion of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, he rahimahullah continued to say, وذلك أنه ينبغي للمهتم بأمر الرزق أن يلجأ فيه إلى الله ويدعوه. And the one who is concerned about sustenance should resort to Allah Azza wa Jal and invoke Him, because sustenance is from Allah Azza wa Jal. قال الله تعالى in سورة الذاريات in chapter 51 verse 22, وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. And in the heaven is your provision and that which you are promised. وقال تعالى in سورة الحجر chapter 15 verse 21, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. And there is not a thing but with us are the stores thereof. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى also in Surah Al-Dhariyat chapter 51 verse 58, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Verily Allah is the all provider, owner of power, and the most strong. So he should resort to Allah and invoke him, meaning invoke him, call upon him, seeking sustenance from him, while taking by the means. And asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a manifestation of humbleness and of need to him. And in it there is the admittance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the perfect ability to ward off harm and to assist the seeker in reaching his aim and bringing benefits to him. And this humbleness and poverty cannot be except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the essence of worship. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O Allah, You had preserved my face from prostrating to other than you, then preserve it not to ask anyone but you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry of the one who does not ask him. He is able to give all his creation their requests without diminishing anything of his kingdom. As to the created, he hates to be asked and loves not to be asked because of his inability, need and poverty. That's why Wahab bin Munabbih rahimahullah told a person who used to come to the kings asking them, woe to you, you come to the one who closes his doors to you and hides his richness from you, and you leave the one who opens his door to you in the middle of the night, the middle of the day, and shows you his richness and tells you, invoke me and I will answer your call. His door is open until the day of resurrection. He orders us to invoke him and promise to answer. The Shaykh rahimahullah continues and says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith Al-Qudsi, the famous hadith narrated by the noble companion Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, and in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, which is among the sayings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relates from Allah, Ya ibadi, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. O my servants, all my slaves, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so don't oppress one another. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. O my slaves, all of you are astray except for those I have guided, so seek guidance of me and I shall guide you. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. O my slaves, all of you are hungry, needy, except for those whom I feed, therefore seek food from me so that I may feed you. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. O my slaves, all of you are naked, need clothes, except for those whom I provide garments, therefore seek clothing from me so that I should clothe you. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. O my slaves, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me and I shall forgive you. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني. O my slaves, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one of man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. O my slaves, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. O my slaves, where the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. Ya ibadi, إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you and then recompense you for. So let him find good praise. So let him who finds good praise, let him who finds good praise Allah. And let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. This great hadith, Imam al-Nawawi concluded his book of remembrances by this hadith. And he mentioned, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah concluded his book on remembrances by this hadith. And he mentioned in his book, he narrated that Abu Idris al-Khulani rahimahullah, whenever he narrated this hadith, he used to kneel down on his knees. Go down on his knees. And he, al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, mentioned that this hadith is sahih. We have narrated it in Sahih Muslim and others. And he said, وَرِجَالُ إِسْنَادِهِ مِنِّي إِلَىٰ أَبِي ذَرٍ. And the chain of narrators from me all the way to Abi Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, كُلُّهُمْ دِمَشْقِيُونَ. All of them are دِمَشْقِيُون, meaning residents of Damascus. And Abu Dhar came to Damascus. And he said, therefore, this hadith comprised many benefits. From them, its authentic chain of narration and its text and the highness of the text of the narration and having the chain of narrators from the Dimashqiyin, from the Damascus, and that it contains many fundamental matters of the deen and etiquettes and matters of the heart and other things. Walillah alhamd. Alhamdulillah. And Imam al-Nawawi also related from Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that Imam Ahmad said, لَيْسَ لِأَهْلِ الشَّامِ حَدِيثٌ أَشْرَفُ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. The people of Asham has no more noble hadith, has no noble hadith that is better than this one in nobility. There is no hadith more noble than this hadith for the people of Asham. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah himself has a detailed explanation of this hadith in his collection of Fatawa, volume 18, pages 136 to 209. Ya ibadi, this is for all slaves. General ubudiyya, general slavery. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 93. In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-rahmani abda. This is the general slavery. there is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent as a slave. This is the slavery to his lordship. It is not as the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Furqan 25:63, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, and the slaves of the most beneficent. This is particular to the believers, and this indicates that in this hadith, Ya Ibadi, my slaves, this necessitates that all creation is in need of Allah Azza wa Jal to bring what benefits them and to ward off what harms them in matters of deen and in matters of dunya, life and religion. And that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bestow of His grace upon him, he will be deprived in this life, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bestow upon him from his forgiveness, then he will be chained by his sins. And this hadith, this great hadith, is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked by his slaves concerning all of their affairs, whether it is from the deen or from the dunya, like the food, like drinks, clothing, etc., as they ask him for guidance and forgiveness. And also in the hadith related by At-Tirmidhi, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah cited this hadith on Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا حَتَّى شسع نعله إذا انقطع فإنه إن لم ييسره لم يتيسر. Let the one of you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his needs, even the laces of his shoes if they are cut, for if Allah does not make that easy, then it will not be easy. And then he rahimahullah continued saying, وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 32, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And wish not for the things in which Allah has made some of you to excel others. For men there is reward for what they have earned, and likewise for women there is reward for what they have earned. And ask Allah of His bounty. Surely Allah is ever all knower of everything. So as Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said in the explanation of this verse, لا تتمنوا ما فضلنا به بعضكم على بعض. Don't wish for the things in which Allah has made some of you excel each other, because such wishing avails you not. However, ask me. Ask of my favors. Ask of my bounty, for I am most generous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 10, 62 verse 10, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Then when the Salah of Jum'ah is finished, you may disperse through the land and seek the bounty of Allah, and remember Allah much that you may be successful. So Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said concerning this verse, after Allah called them to restrain from trade after the Adhan for the Jumu'ah and ordered them to be in congregation, then afterwards, after they were done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to disperse through the land and to seek from His bounty. As Iraq bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, whenever he prayed the Jum'ah prayer, he came out and stood by the door of the masjid, and then he said, Allahumma inni ajabtu da'watak. O Allah, I have responded to your call. وَصَلَّيْتُ فَرِيضَتَكَ, and I had prayed, and I had prayed your farida. وَانْتَشَرْتُ كَمَا أَمَرْتَنِي, and I had dispersed as you had commanded me. فَرْزُقْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ, he said, O Allah, I had responded, O Allah, I had responded to your call, and I had prayed the farida, and I had dispersed as you had commanded me. فَرْزُقْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ, then bestow upon me of your bounty. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, and you are the best provider. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah then said, وَهَذَا وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الْجُمْعَةِ فَمَعْنَاهُ قَائِمٌ فِي جَمِيعِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. Although this is particular to Jum'ah, the meaning, however, is established for the rest of the prayers. And that's why he said, وَلِهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, and that's why, and Allah knows best, he added, أَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ أَنْ يَقُولَ اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ, and that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded the one who enters the mosque to say, Allahumma iftah li abwaba rahmatik, O Allah, opens for me the gates of your mercy. And upon his departure, he was commanded to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, O Allah, I seek of your bounty. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, fabtagu 'inda Allah ar-rizq wa'buduhu washkuru lah, and seek the provision with Allah and worship Him and be grateful to Him. And this ayah is from Surah Al-Ankabut. Seek the provision with Allah. Imam Ibn Kathir commented on this and says, لَا عِنْدَ غَيْرِ, not with anyone else other than Allah, because other than Allah possess nothing. And this is a command, and seek the provision with Allah is a command, and the command necessitates obligation. So seeking Allah's for help, resorting to Him in matters of provision, is a great matter, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah added. And then he will begin to explain this further in the next part, inshallah ta'ala, of this discussion. And we will stop here so as to continue this later, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.